Brother Richard Guy, a substitute circuit overseer from the Peace River Congregation, will now consider the next part of this symposium, Pursue What Builds Loyalty, Self-Control.
For humans, there seems to be really only two types of control. There's self-control, and there's lack of self-control. At 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 27, let's turn there, the Apostle Paul describes why we want to have self-control. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 27, Paul wrote, "But I pummel my body and lead it as a slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself should not become disapproved somehow." Self-control is needed to avoid the somehows. Things like masturbation, pornography, inappropriate romantic relationships, or the misuse of tobacco, alcohol, or drugs. Controlling our thoughts and our actions prevents us from becoming disapproved. And what's really encouraging is that each time we exercise self-control, we strengthen our attachment to Jehovah. But how do we build self-control? To build anything takes effort. And with self-control, the work really starts in our mind. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5 says, "We are bringing every thought into captivity to make it obedient to the Christ." That means we won't let our mind run loose, dwelling on unclean or worldly thoughts. We control our minds. Why? Well, it's the same principle as remote control. Something small can control something bigger. Our mind is the remote. If we control our thoughts, we control our actions. We control our bodies. Now, this might sound like it's willpower, but if we take our Bibles and turn to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16, we'll see more than willpower is involved. That's Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. Because many who do not serve Jehovah excel in willpower. We can think of athletes. They can be so strict with their diet and their training. Notice verse 16, what it says. "But I say, keep walking by spirit, and you will carry out no fleshly desire at all." So it's not our willpower. It's Jehovah's will that has power. If we keep walking by spirit, and to keep walking by spirit means continually, on a daily basis, working in harmony with God's spirit, then we can expect to be able to control fleshly desires. Verses 22 and 23 will be a result in our lives. "On the other hand, the fruitage of the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, mildness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." For a Christian, self-control is an aspect of Jehovah's Holy Spirit, and we can have it. We can pray for Holy Spirit to guide us and to warn us, to remind us of the inspired instructions on how to control our own bodies. But we also have to do our part. We have to put in so the Holy Spirit can remind us. We need to study to identify our weakness, to understand the underlying cause so as to address it. Now, why would we want to focus on our weaknesses instead of our strengths? Think of the mighty walls of Babylon. No enemy could conquer those walls, but they didn't have to because the gates were left open. With lack of self-control, we are leaving ourselves open to our enemy. And we don't want to rationalize, "No one's perfect, I can't change." We can. And here's how. Here are some steps. Keep a collection of scriptures and articles that deal with our situation to review regularly. Prove to ourselves that Jehovah's standards are the right way to go. Confess our mistakes to Jehovah in prayer and explain to him it's our desire to do what is right. It could be that we need to ask help from a mature Christian. If so, ask them to monitor our progress and talk to them if we have any setbacks. And avoid anything, even if it's not wrong in itself, that causes us to weaken in our resolve to do what is right. As our dramatization resumes, know why it is important to control not just our actions, but also our thoughts.
I know that look. You have an experience, don't you?
I do, but it's...
It can't be anything I don't already know.
Well, it's not exactly in my list of things to share with my little brother.
There's no pressure, Elaine. Only tell it if you want to.
It's okay. For me, I struggled with negative thinking.
No way.
Yeah. But I had a good friend who always helped and listened and helped me learn how to fight it. And I'll always be grateful. I would pray, but at times the feelings were so strong, I didn't know what to do.
I know. That must be so hard for you.
Will they ever stop feeling like this?
Don't worry about if it's gonna stop. Let's talk about ways you can take control when it happens.
Take control?
You know, the scriptures tell us as Christians, we pray for self-control in our actions. But do you know we need that same self-control for our thoughts?
I never thought about it that way before.
The scriptures tell us how. Can we read one together?
Yeah, I really like that.
It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, in verse number 5. You're going to like this scripture. Chapter 10 and verse 5. Would you feel like reading it?
Okay. For we are overturning reasonings and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we are bringing every thought into captivity to make it obedient to the Christ. Karen showed me what it meant to bring my negative thoughts into captivity and to make them obedient to the Christ. I had to know what my negative thoughts were, all of them, and write them down. And for each one, find what Jehovah thinks, and then find scriptures that I could remember each time that negative thought returned. I kept that list with me at all times. It was a slow process, but with Jehovah's help and with Karen's, I've learned how to fight the battle against negative thoughts.
Elaine, that was so brave of you to share.
Well, just listening to everyone else's stories about loyalty, it made me think about what I needed to do to stay loyal.
Now, Elaine, if you don't mind me asking, how did you see that as a test of loyalty?
Well, one scripture I memorized, 1 Corinthians 9:25, says, "Now everyone competing in a contest exercises self-control in all things." So if Jehovah's telling me I need to exercise self-control in all things, even my thinking, then I'm loyal to Jehovah when I try.
Elaine, you are to be commended for what you did and for seeing the need.
Would you say Elaine acquired self-control, or did she build it? Well, we can acquire things with a little effort. She built it. She worked hard at it. As she stated in our video, self-control is not limited to controlling our actions. It includes controlling our thoughts. For her, it was negative thinking. For us, it might be something totally different. But the steps to self-control
are the same, and the result is the same. By building self-control in all things, we strengthen our attachment to Jehovah so as to remain loyal to Him.